You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
Recognizing the authority and power of God that's in this house.
Hallelujah.
I magnify the Lamb of God because we're seeing more and more today a people that is gathering together in no other name but the name of Jesus. Amen. We've been knowing each other in the neighborhood of 37 years. And I tell you, I first heard Brother Jack and Sister Shirley at a little church down there in Kannapolis and Sister Dorothy McLean. And God put us together from that hour of time. Through them, I met Brother Lynn, and God just multiplied from there on. Come here, and I begin to realize and see that I've got a family here that's united in our hearts and our spirits. And I tell you, again, I'm going to lock and load because I feel the anointing and the stir of God this morning. I'm going to begin out of the book of Isaiah in chapter 61 of God's Word. And I'm going to say this to every one of us here in this place, because Jesus stood up and He began to prophesy and speak this word. We are in such an hour and time. And I'm telling you, I've been listening to their television, some of these preachers and stuff, and I'm telling you, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the fact that we are not bearers of bad messages. Amen. We're not bearers of bad news. We are sons and daughters of God that have the authority and the power of God's Spirit. And it's not coming to the house of God. It's already in the house of God. Amen. The manifestation of His Word coming out of your mouth is becoming stronger than it ever has been before, so that we can speak to our spouses and say to them that they're already made ever with whole. Father shows up and divinely sets them free. Come on now. Praise God. I pray that the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you, even when the sister was up here, well, hallelujah. Praise God. There's a despair. Well, hallelujah. I can't start there. Let's just hold your sticky finger in there and go to the Song of Solomon. Because in the Song of Solomon, there's a position place that God says that His garden, which we are. And as we are that garden of God, there's been a situation going on in the body of Christ. And the situation is that God's not out of control. God knows exactly what He's doing. So when He begins to blow upon your foundation and begins to blow upon your walk of life, He's doing it for a reason and a purpose. And those reasons and purposes is that He can open you up the anointed book of God. You are the seals that God has taken you into His hand, and He has literally loosed you. He's not going to. He's already did it. Praise God. And because He's already did it, His sons and daughters of God, then He begins to do something to and for us. So in the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 4 of the Word of God, and I want to read verse 12 first of all, and it says, a garden encloses my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, and a fountain sealed. See, a position, place of realizing is the body of Christ have been sealed, but God, Jesus, took you into His hand, and He began to release out of you the anointing of His Word, so that as sons and daughters of God, we're coming back to taking control.
Hallelujah.
Come on, government doesn't come out of the White House, comes out of God's house. And I know you've heard that. And the unction for us to see as a body of Christ, the house of God is about to speak as they have never spoken before. They're moving not by of or no. See, we've got a relationship with God. And as we've got that relationship with God, we have conceived the Word within us that is about to produce life out of us like it never has done before. Now, come on, I want to stop again and say, yes, you have life flowing out of you, but yes, you're going to have more life flowing. Because sons and daughters of God, we are the people, and because we are a people, they ain't never been such a people like us. Never, ever. You are anointed of God, and you have a right to stand and walk. So again, this fountain is a fountain seal. But I want you to watch this in verse 16. Awake, O north wind. Because sons and daughters of God, there has to be a position place that would cause us as a body of Christ to wake up. So when Sister was speaking, the Holy Ghost began to declare, is that already God is breaking the situation and the bands that's been holding that captivity realm, because He's blowing with the north wind and He's about to change that with an unction realm and bring forth the south. And as He begins to bring forth the south wind, He begins to bring and begins to bring back to the body of Christ that which we, and I say that we, have let it slip out of our hands.
Come on.
I can take you to Hebrews. We can keep going. But I want to go right here for just a moment and say to us again. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof, the anointings of God, might flow out. Hallelujah. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruit. We need some sons and daughters of God that will recognize you are who God has ordained you to be. And that is, you are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. You are spirit of his spirit. And because you are, then the manifestation of that word begins to manifest out of you. So that the book of Isaiah and chapter 61, and hold your finger there for just a moment in Song of Solomon so you can go back. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Every one of you, as sons and daughters of God, the Spirit of God is upon you. And as it's upon you, yes, the north wind has been blowing, but it's been blowing for a reason, that the spices, the anointings, and the words of God that's in your walk of life might begin to flow out. And in our despair, we begin to cry out to God and we begin to accuse God. And God's saying, hey, you're my son, you're my daughter, and I've birthed you for such an hour and time as this, so that my word alone will stand. We can't trust in the jobs. You can't trust in the circumstances or people, or you go to the doctors and they tell you a lot of things. But I'm telling you, we're going to realize who the real doctor is. And the power of His Word is bringing that deliverance. And He again says, anointed me to preach good tidings. So I say to every preacher, is it's time for us to preach the good things. Amen. It's time for you to pray for your president. It's time for you to declare salvation. It's time for you to declare the Word of God. Amen. Not defeat. Our nation is not a defeated nation. It is the anointed nation of God. And as it is anointed nation of God, that's the way we're going to stand. We are not going to be divided. We're not going to be, hallelujah, thrown down. We're going to make a stand. So again, He says to us, amen. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called. What are you? Trees of life. You are the garden of God. You are the anointed of the Lord. And in your house, in your temple, there is a tree of life springing up out of the midst of you. And that tree of life is for the healing of the nations. And you and I are the nations that are rising up in this hour and time. And we are being healed by the authority and power of God's Word. So that, again, go back to Song of Solomon, look at chapter 5 and verse 1. I am coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh and my spices. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. There's something happening to the body of Christ. And we're being filled with that spices, that anointings of God. And we're birthing forth with this word of life out of our temples. You can lose your place there. Go with me now to the book of Ezekiel, of the word of God. In the book of Ezekiel, go to the 36th chapter of the word of God. The book of Ezekiel and the 36th chapter of the word of God. I want you to go to verse 11 to start with. In verse 11, he makes a statement to us as sons and daughters of God. And he proclaims something for this glory. Anointed body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I will multiply unto you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates. See, a position place for us to realize as a body of Christ, when God created us and placed us in the Garden of Eden, He placed you there with dominion. He placed you there with authority and power. And as He placed you there as sons and daughters of God, we've got to see that God is restored. Now look what He says. And I will do better unto you than at your beginning. Than at your very start. Amen. I'm restoring back to you more than you can ever think or imagine. The dominion is back into our grasp as sons and daughters of God. Now, let's go right on over and just keep your finger right there for just a moment. Verse 26, a new heart. See, we realize in the sons and daughters of God, our trust is not in our jobs. Let me know that those rams are crumbling away. Your trust, your heart, belief, place must be in God. And see, you and I, as a body of Christ, the Holy Ghost is sweeping through us like He has never did it before. And He is blowing upon us, and He has brought the north wind, and he has brought the south wind for reasons and purposes. Because you have been a vessel sealed up. And what has sealed us up is our own carnal thinking and our own carnal understandings. That's what has bound us down and locked us up. The Holy Ghost, brother, is moving over you. And I see God bringing you out of your despair and into a relief of peace in your heart and your life. There has been a lot of confusion issues. God's breaking this. The anointed year of the Lord is thine. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Brother, I appreciate what your wife said, but I'm going to tell you, your wife needs a touch in her body. And the Holy Ghost is moving through your temple, sister, this morning, and a restoration is being given to you beyond compare. Can I ask you to put your hand right on her stomach? The Holy Ghost is touching you in your stomach area and moving through your stomach and actually back into your back area. The anointed year of God has come forth of a manifestation of divine deliverance in the house of God. Not only has He touched your husband, but He's also touching you in your body, and restoration belongs to you as a body of Christ. And as that body of Christ, our heart's position, place, is where we trust and believe at, is not in the realms of men. God has taken our eyes off of carnal thinking and carnal understanding. I praise God for revelation, and I like to preach revelation, but revelation is just a meat, and that meat realm is going to pass away. I'm on now. I know. It gets touchy because what we're going to have to find out is everything else is going to fail but love. And the body of Christ has got to come back to a position place of loving one another so much enough to lay hands on one another. Laying hand means to release the anointing or strength. And when we release the anointing and strength, then the power of God's Word confirms His own words with signs and wonders following, and He brings the deliverance to the house. So as a body of Christ, we find the heart also will I give. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony. And the stony position place is a hard-hearted people that have desired carnal things more than the spiritual things of God. So that the Holy Ghost, brother, I see the God touching you, and He's just ministering to you in your chest area, down through your stomach area. The Holy Ghost is just setting you free this morning. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can I ask you to stand up, brother? Can you do that for me? The Holy Ghost is not just touching you in your chest area, but He's moving down through your back and into your hip area. And I'm not trying to be offensive by any means. The Holy Ghost is touching you, and a divine deliverance is flowing down through your legs. Hallelujah. I am the God that's not afar off, saith the Lord. And my word, even my word, is touching thy temple today, and ye are made whole. Praise God. God is bringing deliverance into the house of God. Hallelujah. And verse 27, I will put my spirit within you. Did you hear that? You see, God ain't going to put it. It's already there. All this is a position place of in our past. The Spirit of God's already residing. So I'm going to say it this way. The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, so that out of thy womb will come forth a seed of life, that will produce life and not death. And see, God is moving through us as a body of Christ, and He's changing things. So as He's blowing upon your walk of life, and I don't care what kind it is, God's doing it. We blame the devil. No, the devil ain't doing it. God's doing it. Why? For a reason. That the anointed spices of Himself might flow out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't need a 9-11 to make us call on God. Amen. Come on now. How many? Some of you have already had a 9-11 in your walk of life.
Come on.
Amen. I just need to lock and load. Praise God. And ye will dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleansedness. Now that ought to shake us up, because in the house of God, there's things that honor and things that are dishonored. Now we don't like to talk that, because we're better than the law. Yeah, you are. But there's a problem about that. It's written in the tablets of your heart. So that the Holy Ghost can bring it back to your remembrance, so that you don't get caught up in yourself. I didn't say the devil. I said yourself. So that there has to be a cleansing, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, verse 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleansedness, and I will call for the corn. You see, this is what we need back in the house of God. We need some sons and daughters of God that's bold enough to speak to the cancers, that's bold enough to lay hands on the sick, that's bold enough to declare to the heart situations that you're already made whole. Yep. Amen. Amen. We're going to clean out the hospitals. That's who you are. You are a people with the anointing of God in your walk of life. And because you have it in you, then the word of that Spirit beginning to flow out. So I want you to go to Revelations of the Word of God and stick your finger in there so you can go back there. But go to the book of Revelations of the Word of God. And I want to say to all of us as a body of Christ, in verse chapter 5 and verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Lord sent forth unto all the earth, and he took. And that's what he's done to every one of us. He's not going to do this. He's already did this. And as he is tucking us into his hands, he's opening us up, and he is causing that wind to blow upon us, the north winds to blow, that would change, that we might produce the spices of God out of the house of God. We are that Garden of Eden. And as we are, God's waiting on us to make a stand. So I want you to go on over I'll stick your finger there and go back to Isaiah 51 first. Before we get on to Revelations in 21 and 22. But in the book of Isaiah 51 and verse 3, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. And he will make her what? Wilderness. See, that's the problem with us as Christians, is we keep wandering around in the wilderness. It's time that we wake up and find out, it's time that we serve a God that so loved us that he gave his son, and he gave us authority and power, and it ain't coming to your house, it's in your house. Yeah. And as it's in our house as a body of Christ, he said again, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like a garden of the Lord, joy and gladness. I tell you, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you need it.
Yeah.
Well, glory. Praise God. I tell you, we need some old-time baptism, Holy Ghost filled. I ain't talking about Holy Spirit. I'm talking about Holy Ghost. Praise God. You got to find out. There's been a death in your house. Hallelujah. And as a body of Christ, we come to this position, place, so that, hallelujah, and her desert like a garden of the Lord, joy and gladness. I'll tell you, these are the manifestations of the Holy Ghost in your life. Peace and joy. We need it back in the house of God. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, so that when the despairs, when the wind comes, when the rain comes, hey, there's a stand in the house of God. We ain't going to waver. We ain't going to bow our knee. We're going to make this stand and move forward. Hallelujah. And joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For the law shall proceed from me, and I will. The law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to do what? Come to a rest. Amen. See, we got to find out this ain't something that's going to happen. It's already happened. Jesus has already paid the price. I'm not going to be in this garden. I am this garden. And because I am this garden, I have a right for the spices of God to flow out. I have a right for Him to come into this house and manifest Himself out of His house, which house we are. So as we begin to allow this anointed word and we go back to these statues and find out, hey, God's going to bring back to you more than what you started out with in the Garden of Eden. He's bringing back to you the authority and power. And as He's bringing it back to us as sons and daughters of God, you know what He's saying? It's been here all along.
Yes, my Lord.
And when you went out of the garden, hey, I clothed you with myself. When I clothed you with myself, I sent you out with authority and power to bring into captivity your thoughts. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Come on. And sons and daughters of God, we're going to have to quit thinking about how many bullets I'm going to buy. Well, glory. Hallelujah. And we need to start praying. You need to start talking to Father. You need to start arming yourself with weapons that are not a carnal realm, but our spiritual realm, to the pulling down of the strongholds. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, God has brought us to this position, and we are a people that's releasing this. And as we're releasing this out of us as sons and daughters of God, verse 5. Isaiah 51, my righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The owl shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Verse 9, awake. Christians are sleeping. We slept right through them. They took prayer out of our school. We slept right through when North Carolina had taken 10 commandments out of the courthouse. Huh? But I'm going to tell you something very boldly. They cannot take this word out of your spirit.
Amen.
Or out of your walk of life.
Amen.
And because that spirit resides within you, then you're going to speak like you have never spoken before. God's going to fill your mouth with words of life and not words of death. You are not messengers of bad tidings. You are messengers of the goodness of God. So listen, the next time you start putting down our great nation, change your thinking. Come on. Come on. And realize that who we are as a body of Christ, they ain't never been a people like us. You are here for such an hour and time as this, and we're going to broadcast the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, as you had this authority and power at your very start, at your very beginning. Wake up and realize dominion is still yours. And as it is still yours as a body of Christ, and the generation of old, art thou not it that had cut, what's that word, Rhema, which means Egypt, brought you out of a position place of abominations and idol worship.
Yeah.
Then he said there, he said, you wounded the dragon. See, an unction for us to realize as a body of Christ is realize the adversary doesn't have no hold on you.
Amen.
You have authority over it. Now, in the book of Revelation, he shows up as a red dragon. Mm. We ain't going to teach all that this morning, but I want to say to you, as a problem of being, as the devil is a spirit. And he enters into people's walks of life, so he becomes red or rooty, fleshy. Did you hear what I said? He wants to take captive of your walk of life. And he wants to lead you into destruction, not into life eternal. So there has to be a change in the house of God. You've wounded the dragon. The tail of the dragon is what's lying prophets. It's what's been in our pulpits and robbing us of who we are. And trying to tell you that what you need is you need to send me your $50 and I'll pray for you and God to do the work. No, you don't need to send me, give me nothing. You've got the same authority and power in your temple, and what God's waiting on is you to step up and use what God's already put in your temple, so that when your daughter, when your mom or dad, when your friends around about you need the authority of God, then out of the house of God will come a word that will literally loose all creation that's around about you, because you are the anointed of God. And that word is in our temples. And I thank God for anointed preachers. And I praise God for this place. Because I'm telling you, I've learned a lot being here. Amen. And I find more and more today that we need more and more of God. So he says, awake. We need to wake up. We need to realize we're not going to wound the dragon. We've already did it. How did I do it? Through Jesus. Amen. He's cast out. He don't have no right in my walk of life. He don't have no right to try to cause me to do any uncleansness whatsoever. He don't have no right to abide in this house.
Amen.
And you and I, sons and daughters of God, have got to make up our minds. Who do you serve?
Amen.
You serve God or you serve yourself?
Come on.
And see, as the body of Christ, we find out that we serve God. And if you're not, he's going to blow on you. Because you are his people. You are the offspring of God. To every one of you in here, you are the offspring of God. You have his likeness. You have his DNA.
Yes.
It's in you. And because it's in you now, he's going to cause it to flow out of you. And as it begins to flow out you, he took you into his hand. He took this book. The book of Revelation has never been sealed. It's the people has been the problem. And God's begun to release out of us because he took you. This is not something that's coming. This is something that's already here. He clothed you with the Lamb from the foundation of the world. And when you went out, you had this authority and power. Now he's restoring back to you the ancient, the beginning, position, places of authority. And as he's restoring it back to us, we're rushing together like we have never rushed together before.
Come on.
And we're coming together not in the position places of, I'm gathered in this place, because we're there in Rock War still gathered with this place.
Right. Come on.
And see, as we're rushing together in one accord.
Yeah.
So that the word of God begins to flow through us.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 I need to move on a little bit more by the grace of God. He opened verse 7 of Revelation 5, and he came and took the book out of his right hand of him that sat on thereof. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the four and twenty elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them golden harps and golden vials full of the odors which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. Brothers, it's time that we sing a new song. Revelations in chapter 1. Chapter 21 and verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city. I'm looking here this morning at the holy city of God.
Yes.
I'm looking at a people that have been married unto him that has risen from the dead.
Yep.
And they have a resurrection power within their vessels. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm going to say this to each one of you. You are the resurrection and the life. God has appointed you to preach the acceptable year of God. He's appointed you to stand up with authority and power and begin to loose creation that's in your walk of life. Are you satisfied with all the trials and troubles? I'm not.
Come on.
I'll tell you, man, my flesh hurts and it whines. Sometimes I won't even do a pity party.
Come on.
Well, glory. God's saying to us as a body of Christ, it's time to get up. Awake. And as we are waking up, as sons and daughters of God, Revelations 21, and I see this holy city. I see this new Jerusalem. I see it in the presence and the manifestations of the glory of God. I see it in you this morning. Prepared as a bride ordained for her husband. Man, God has prepared you for such a time as this. Amen. Don't lose your place there in Revelations 22 so you can go back, but go back to Romans and just go to chapter 7. Romans in chapter 7 of the Word of God, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married. Come to a union with another. Jesus took on you himself the nature of your flesh. Come on. He took on himself Adam. And when he put him in the grave, he rose up as the Christ. Amen. And when he rose up as the Christ, you are now married unto another. Amen. And because you are married unto him, you are married unto that position, place, where you have the right to decree the word out of your walk. Help us, Father, to hear. Praise God. Praise God. That ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth what? Fruit. God wants you to produce, man. Amen. After what? His likeness. Let's go on down. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, says you ain't there no more.
Come on.
You ain't there. You ain't in the flesh. You're in the Spirit. You're not of this world. You're of the heavens. Where's your abiding place? In heaven. Well, I'm waiting to fly away. You've already flew there. You're there. And because you're there as sons and daughters of God, out of that position is where the authority and power is going
to
come out of you.
Glory to God.
I'm not a satisfied. I want more of Him. I want more of Him. And the more I get of him, the more I want of him.
Amen.
Amen. It's like loving on your wife or your husband. Amen. The more you're there, the more you want.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yep. See, that's the unction of what God's saying to us. And when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. I'm not a death producer no more. I'm a life producer.
Yeah.
And because we're life producers, we're not messengers of bad things. We are messengers of the good things of God. So I'm boldly going to tell you, our God is able to do all things. I'm going to go a little bit farther. Through Him, I am strong. Praise God. I'll say it by the scripture of the book of Philippians of the Word of God. In the book of Philippians of God's Word, I tell you, I have been so stirred. I don't call people up and ask them, can I come and preach? I don't do that. When sister said, hey, did you want to preach? I said, you don't know how bad. Because I love this body.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
God said this to us. I'm in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things.
Oh,
yes.
Did you hear that? I am not defeated.
Yes.
I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I have authority and power. Yes. The kingdom of my God ain't coming. It's already here.
Come on.
And because it's already here, He ain't coming to the house. He's in the house. And because he's in the house, I tell you, they'll cry out, the king's leaving the house. I'm going to tell you, my king ain't going to never leave. He ain't going to never leave. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, because I can't do it on my own. But with him all things are possible, so that when I speak to cancer, it's got to dry up. It ain't got no choice. When I speak to your finances, it's got to change. So from this moment hence, everything in thy walk of life is changed. You believe that? I believe it. I know it's taking places. I see finances that have been robbed away from you that God is pouring back to you like you have never imagined before. I have opened the windows of heaven, saith God, and I will pour upon this issues and manifestations, saith God, that will bring forth life into thy family. It shall be so abundantly shall it meet all thy needs and thy peoples around about thee, saith the Lord. Well, glory! Glory to God! Hallelujah. I want everybody in here who's got a financial problem, I want you to stand on your feet. Brother, I see the Holy Ghost moving through you and your spouse. Hallelujah. Father, God, hallelujah. I bless you, God, for the power of your word, God, this morning as you sweep through the situations and needs, God, of this my brethren, God. It's your grace, God. Hallelujah. I'm changing old things and bringing new. I'm bringing life like thou canst not even imagine.
Hallelujah.
I've opened doors. I've shut doors. I've heard the whines and the cries, but now say I to thee, I shall open the door of the heavens that shall bring life to thee like thou hast never imagined before. Hallelujah. Amen. I see the Holy Ghost is sweeping over your brother, your walk. A change like you have never can imagine or think of is taking place around you. A lot of confusion has been, and God said, "Our peace is thine now." Again, I'm going to ask you to do something. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I don't care what kind of financial situation you might be in. I want you ladies to stand up. Can you do that? I see the Holy Ghost has blessed y'all, anointing that's on y'all's walk of life. And from this hour hence, that which thou puttest thy hand to do shall be a multiplied thing, saith God. And I will bring forth the abundance upon thy walks of life like never before, saith God. Hallelujah. Now, Holy God is touching every situation of y'all's walk of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God is moving upon your finances here this morning in this place. He's not a God of drought. He's not a God of a desert place. He's a God of life, and he's flowing upon you like you have never flowed before. God is moving, brother, on your walks of life. The situations and pains and bands that's been there, God is breaking those orders. I saw even earlier, brother, that the Holy Ghost was sweeping over you, and you are becoming like a sponge, and God is filling you up with the words of life, and he's teaching you how to walk. Sometimes it's been like even a child stumbling and falling, but God says, "I'm still your father. And my grace, yea, is sufficient for all things. And I, the Lord thy God, shall meet all of thy needs." Beginning this week, you'll see, saith God, the blessings flow, saith the Lord. Praise God. Some of you in here need jobs. God's given you a job. God's given you a job like you can't even imagine. Praise God. We're not here to play church. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are the body of Christ that decree a word, and Father stands up and says, "I'm going to sign my name to this." So that God meets your finances. God meets your finances and ministers life in Jesus' name. He's a sheetrock man, so I can tell you it's been tough, but I found out that sheetrock ain't my God. God is my God. And because he's my God, he's able to do all things. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Verse 19, and my God shall supply. Hey, my God's going to do this. I can't do it. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ, by the anointed body of Christ that's standing up with a message of life in their temple. And we're not going to allow the realms of the flesh to decree bad things upon us. We're going to decree the manifestations of our God, so that when we look at one another, we look at the holy city of God that's manifesting in the heavens and declaring out the heavens who we are. So that Revelations 22, I'm coming to a close. I'm coming to a close. Revelations in 22 of the Word of God. I still got my finger in Romans in chapter 7, so you can go back there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you, bro. Hallelujah. Words of life has been upon thy tongue. And oft times I've moved through thee to speak, and thou hast said, well, tomorrow. And God's saying, this hour, my word that's been strong upon thee will no longer be shut up like a whale or sealed like a fountain, but I shall cause it to flow out, and it shall bring life to my people. Hear me, my people. For oft times there's been those around about thee that would say, why do you mess with these? And God says, because they're my people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Therefore the word that I've put within thy temple shall flow out of thee and bring life unto those around about thee, saith the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. And he showed me. What did he show me? He showed me a pure river. He showed me a body that would flow in the unity of his spirit. All the uncleansedness has been dealt with and got out of the house of God. The law came. I died. He took me to the position place of his spirit. Said, I don't walk because I'm made to keep the law. I walk because I love God. And I walk in the authority and power of the pureness of the river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne room realm. It's coming out of you. It's coming out of you. It's flowing out of you. The throne room position place and of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So that the Lamb's life becomes my life. So that when I come in contact with people that need, God meets the need. Hallelujah. Brother, the Holy Ghost, I see you like a crown, a glow. Your mind, God is, you're just racing and racing, and God's bringing life to you and bringing peace to your walk and joy that you've been looking for. Hallelujah. 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 I am not a God afar off, saith the Lord. I'm with you always. Even when you are the baddest bad, I am there. And I'm called you by name. And I've taken hold of your right hand. And I've lifted you up. And now I say to thee, my son, ye shall walk in the light of my word, and I shall increase it mightily, for you are a mighty man of valor that I have called forth for such a time as this, saith the Lord. Bless you, Jesus, God. There's mighty men and women of valor here this morning. Mighty men, women of valor. God took a small handful and he began to exercise his word through a people. We don't look small, we look big. We come to take the land back. Our inheritance has been with us all the time. But if we let our carnal mind and the warfare of our minds rob us of this position and place. We are the healers. You are the physician. Come on. God has sent you forth. God has strengthened you. Hallelujah. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of this flow, there was a tree. And it's a tree of life.